views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Shake out your money-making truth. You're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Have you ever wondered why some people work really hard for their money while others live lives of joy and abundance with seemingly little effort? You are about to learn powerful, tangible steps to shifting your mindset and connecting to your flow of money and abundance. Jennifer teaches you to connect to who you are at a soul level and how to use that connection to create a personal and specific relationship with money. Learn how money is a powerful tool to achieve your desires and your desires to then serve the world. So shake out your money-making truth right now. Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jennifer Bloom, host of Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth Through Spiritual Health on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm thrilled, truly thrilled, that you are joining me on today's episode. In general, this podcast, Soul Wisdom Abundance, it's all about helping you lessen the struggle that you're having with money and giving you tangible tools and concepts that are going to help you create more wealth in a way that brings joy and ease. In today's episode, I want to talk about a foundational concept of Soul Wisdom Abundance. Now, when I work with clients, this is one of the concepts that they tell me completely changes the way they work with the money. It changes the way they view money, the way they handle it. Just overall, it changes the playing field for them, so to speak. And so that concept is all about money and relationship. Did you realize that you're in a relationship with money? As we dive more into the topic today, you're going to see that this relationship shares many different characteristics of the relationship that you have maybe with your best friend or with your mom or even your boss. And there's one important difference. In this conversation, we're going to talk about what that difference is and how to use it to your best advantage so that your money relationship yields abundance of all kinds. Ultimately, by the time we get to the end of the episode, we're going to talk about your personal and specific relationship with money. But I want to go general first. I want to address this underlying concept, which is that you are, in fact, actually in relationship with money. We're not usually taught this, right? It's not something you're going to hear if you're listening to the CNN Money Channel. You're not going to read about it in investment books. And when you're a kid, we're taught different things about money. When we're first learning about our money, we're learning that, hey, you know, if I have some money, I can get a new pair of jeans, or maybe I can use money to get something at the grocery store that mom's not going to buy. It's going to help me go out and have fun with my friends. And then once you learn that part about money and you start bringing in money, you start to learn what to do with it. Am I going to spend it? Am I going to invest it? Am I going to save it in some other way? I remember as a kid learning from my parents about what percentages I should be saving from the money that I got from babysitting, you know, my $3 or my $4, and I was supposed to take a dollar into long-term savings and a dollar into a shorter-term savings, and then I could maybe spend a dollar of it, and I'm not sure where the other dollar went to anymore. But, right, there was this formula around money, and those kinds of interactions with money taught me that money was kind of a commodity. It was an object. It was something that you could hold, you could trade, right? And these are usually the aspects of money that we are taught about. We're also taught that money is transactional, right? If I go and I give a class, then somebody's going to pay me money, right? There's a transaction there. So in the general lexicon of money, it's defined as an object or a commodity or transactional. Now, all of that is true. Money is used in all of those different ways. But the thing that those definitions leave out is something that's really important to our overarching way we handle money, the way that we are able to have money come into our bank account. So in addition to money being an object or a commodity or transactional, money is also relational, meaning we have a relationship with money. Okay, what does that mean? Well, let's start at the beginning. I went to the dictionary, just like any good speaker, right, who's going to define something new. We took a look at the dictionary, and there's a couple of things that come up, right? A relationship is all about a connection or an association or an involvement. It's an emotional or some other connection between people. Now, of course, money is not a person, but each of us has a lot of connection and involvement with money. You know, just take a moment and notice how often during the day you are doing something in relationship to money, planning for money, doing something in exchange for money. And of course, I don't think there's much more emotional than our relationship with money. Yes? So we want to take that and take a look then at the connection aspect, right? We have this relationship with money. We have a connection. Money is one physical form of divine energy. And when I use the word divine, it's because that's my name for that which is greater than us. For you, it might be something like God or goddess, nature, universe, source. So just feel free to substitute whatever word works best for you, okay? So again, money is one physical form of the divine, and we all have a connection with the divine. It may or may not be as present as you would like it to be, but you have a connection to the divine since you, each of us, are unique strands of the divine. Okay, so you've got this direct connection with the divine, and you have a connection with all forms of the divine, including money as one of those forms. So your connection with the divine forms the basis of your personal and specific relationship with money. Money, of course, isn't a person, as we said, and that makes things a little bit different in a relationship than with another person. And that difference is really important. The difference is that money doesn't have any free will. It's not contributing its will on your relationship, and that's good, right? It's not going to be passive aggressive. It's not going to yell at you. It's not going to create conditions or an ultimatum that you have to fulfill before you can have money. But here is what's the most important thing for you to hear out of this entire podcast, okay? Money reflects what you put into the relationship, right? It doesn't have free will, but it reflects back however you decide to run your relationship with money. You are completely in charge of the relationship. Okay, it's without free will, money's going to do whatever you ask it, whether it's meeting your goals or not. Money responds to your expectation. So you get to create a relationship that is personal and specific to your desires. No two people are going to have the same relationship, and yours should work specifically for you. And we're going to talk more about how to do that throughout the episode. Okay? And it's important to talk about because we're not always conscious or clear about how we're running our relationship with money. And that's not a big surprise, mostly because you probably didn't realize you were in relationship with money. It's hard to be conscious about something you didn't know about. But also for a variety of reasons, we tend to run our money from pattern rather than intention. We tend to run our money from a place of disconnection instead of conscious connection. And so we accidentally use other people's ideas about money rather than ours. So to have a money relationship that works the way you want it to, you need to do several things. Okay, you've got to get clear about what you don't like that's in your relationship so you can let it go. And then you need to get clear about what you do want so that you can amplify it. The clearer you can get about what you're putting into your relationship with money, the more conscious you can become in your relationship. And the more conscious you can become in your relationship, the more ease and flow you have. So for the remainder of the episode, I really want to dedicate the time to getting clear about your money relationship. So let's finish up this particular segment of the show with a really quick exercise that's going to help you start to learn about your own money relationship. So if you're someplace where it's safe to do so, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes. And in your mind's eye, I want you to imagine that you're sitting on a really comfy couch. And on the other side of the couch, you're going to invite money to come and sit with you. And I'm just going to ask you to start to notice what this feels like to you. Does it feel familiar, friendly, weird, uncomfortable, new? What kind of rapport do you have with money? Does it feel like this is something that's really friendly? Do you have a friendship with money? Or are you feeling like adversaries? Right? In this really short window of time, as you're sitting here with money, does it feel like you can trust it? Does money have your back? Can you communicate with money? Can you talk to money? Can you hear back from money? These are all questions just designed to give you a general feel for your connection and relationship with money. So, now that we've asked these questions, let's just say thank you to money and let money go. Release the image of the couch, take a breath, and come back to this moment and open your eyes. Hey, that was a really quick hit of an exercise, okay? But it's going to give you a quick picture of the state of your relationship with money. And we're going to get more into specifics in some later segments. And we're going to do some more exercises to help you recognize what you've put into your relationship with money, what you want to let go of, and what you want to amplify. And this is all for the sake of having a money relationship that supports you in creating money in a brand new way. Right? This is what is most important to walk away with, as I said. Money is under your control. You are the one who is influencing it. You are the one who is in the driver's seat with money. And that's what we're going to take some time to be able to tease apart in our upcoming segments. So for now, you're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about getting clearer and cleaner in your money relationship. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We're back on Soul Wisdom Abundance with me, your host, Jennifer Bloom. In the first part of this podcast, I've been sharing with you about how not only can you think about money as an object, and by object I mean, you know, think about a pile of money that you can hold, you can spend, you can save, you can literally have your hands on. And not only can you think of it as transactional, meaning like I go to the grocery store, I fill my cart and trade what's in my cart for $100 of my hard-earned cash. But most importantly, and what's not really talked about, is that it's also relational. Okay, and relational meaning that you have a direct connection with money and you're in relationship with money. And we finished up that last segment with you getting just the beginning sense of your money relationship. So from this point on, we're now going to get clearer about your current relationship, because the clearer you get, the more you can know about what you might want to change so that you can have more of what you want out of your relationship. Okay? So remember, money's going to reflect back what you're putting into your relationship. So the clearer that you can become about what you want in your money relationship, the more you're going to like what's being reflected back to you and what's being reflected back in your bank account. So to start this process of getting cleaner and clearer about your money relationship, I actually want to start at the end and work our way backwards. Meaning, let's look at what you want as the result of your money relationship and then see what that means about, you know, how you might want to tweak your relationship a little bit, okay? So I'm going to ask you two questions, and those two questions are, you don't have to worry about answering them yet, we'll set it up here in a second, but the two questions I want to ask you are these. Number one, what do I want from my money relationship? And then number two, when I get that, when I get what I want, what does that mean about me? And what you're going to find are these questions are going to give you a lot of information about what you've already set up into your money relationship, whether you're aware of it or not. All right? So go ahead and close your eyes if you're in a place where it's safe to do that. Take a couple of deep breaths. Imagine that you can bring your awareness down from your mind and bring it down into your heart center. Don't worry about how. Just ask to do that. And then connect with your soul, either through your personal soul language team, if you know those, or simply ask divine intelligence to create a conscious connection between you and your soul. And then you're going to ask those two questions. So first of all, you're going to ask, what do I want from my money relationship? And then you're going to ask, when I get that, what does that mean about me? Or you might actually want to ask it in the flipped away around, from a negative point of view, which might be more revealing, honestly. So you could ask it as, if I don't get what I want, what does that mean about me? Now, you might want to take some more time after the episode to get some more information. But for now, let's talk through some of what you might have heard and how to create some more clarity for yourself. So that first question was, what do I want from my money relationship? And of course, there are so many different ways to answer this question. And, you know, usually I'll hear from clients, they'll come back to me with a number or with goals in general. So for example, I want to have X thousands of dollars in my bank account. I want to have enough money to retire early. I want to travel. I want to be able to give back. I want to open up a foundation, right? Those are all different examples. And those are all really good data points. It creates a very good beginning foundation, and it gets you starting to think from your perspective, right? We want your personal and specific relationship. But it also leaves a lot to fill in. So let's talk about what else you might want to fill in to really have a juicy relationship here. Okay, so let's start with a category that I'm going to call, let's call it emotions, all right? And the question is, how do you want your relationship to feel? How do you want to feel as you are living this relationship on a day-to-day basis, right? Because you get to choose. Do you want it to feel joyful, full of ease? Do you want there to be a lot of trust, freedom? Right? What other words would you put into this particular aspect of your money relationship? We forget, and maybe we didn't know in the first place, but we forget that we are the ones setting the boundaries of our relationship with money. And there's some other conditioning probably getting in the way of this that we'll talk about in a moment, but a lot of times we have pain and suffering in our money relationship because we didn't know that we could ask for joy and ease. You don't have to settle for something that creates pain. So as you're considering what else you might want to put into this relationship with money, it might be a good idea just to brainstorm what good characteristics are of a good relationship, you know, and then you can ask what of those do you want in your money relationship? So if you could imagine a relationship that you've had that you really liked, what were some of the characteristics? Right? Good communication, trust. Maybe there were some really good, understandable boundaries with this person. It was a lot of fun. Maybe a lot of give and take, right? It wasn't just one-sided. Maybe this person was really reliable. It always, always, always followed through on what they said they were going to do. Maybe you have a relationship where, you know, it's giving you something that you can't get anywhere else. It's a really unique situation. What else would you add when you think about a relationship that really lights you up? All of those characteristics are possible in a relationship with money. And of course, it might look a little bit different than in a relationship with a person, but you get to decide what you want to add. Okay? So you might just take down a few notes. And again, it might warrant listening through again as you keep brainstorming. Okay? Now, as I'm bringing all of this information up and telling you, you know, you can create your relationship any way you want to, I'm curious how you're responding, right? What's your mind doing? Are you believing me? Do you believe that you get to make all of these decisions for yourself, that you really get to set the parameters and boundaries? If you don't, that's completely fine. Just know that that, too, is something that you're putting into your relationship. It can be as important to take note of what you're resisting as it is to note what you're believing, because the resistance is just indicates where you have maybe some underlying beliefs or decisions that you took on at some point that aren't serving you. All right, now you're hearing this information now because you're ready for expansion. You're ready for a brand new way of working with money. If these old beliefs, if these old doubts keep pushing at you, they can be released in a lot of different ways. I love doing it with energy work. I personally use EFT, or other people call it tapping. It's part of my Soul Abundance Focus sessions. So if you need a little bit of help, please come to the website and take a look. It's under the services tab. I'd be happy to help. Okay. But just to get started today, if you're feeling a little bit iffy or squishy around this idea that you get to choose your money relationship, I want to bring you back, help you remember that money is a physical format of the divine. Okay, it reflects back your connection. And why does it do that? Right? Remember that the divine is essentially this large, so large, it's like beyond comprehension, formless form. And its basis is love. And as you impress your desires into it with your feelings and thoughts, it responds. And it has to, because it's law. Okay? So let's move forward to the second question. All right? The second question was about what does it mean when I achieve the kind of money flow that I want? And again, we could ask it in the opposite. What happens if I don't get what I want? Right. This question might have a little bit more hidden beliefs that pop to the surface as you look at the question. But what I want to say about that is there are a lot of different responses. A lot of times I'll hear from people, well, you know, if I don't get what I want, then it means that my value isn't what I thought it was. Right? We tend to attach the amount of money we're making to our intrinsic value. And intellectually, you might be able to say, yeah, no, I don't really believe that. But if you're not making the kind of money that you anticipated, or you have a family member or a friend making more, or you've been unemployed, or you're working your butt off at your job and you haven't gotten a raise, how does that make you feel about your value? Okay, this is definitely a bigger conversation to have, but it's important to note. All right. Now, another thing that I hear from people, you know, that is important around knowing what's going on if you make the money that you want to make, or you don't make the money that you don't want to make, is even somebody without a specific religious home or training will say to me, you know, if I get the money, it means I've done something right. It means that God is approving what I'm doing. Another variation of that I hear is, if I have the money that I've asked for, I've jumped through the correct hoops. I've suffered enough. I've sacrificed enough. I've earned it. And it's just like, ugh, so many rules. We put so many rules on ourselves. And these rules come from a lot of different sources. Okay, we're going to talk about what to do about that in our next segment. All right, don't get overwhelmed if you're sort of hearing a lot of things about, you know, what you need to do in order to create money. Okay, awareness is a key first step, and that's what we're doing here. Okay, so really notice what it is that you like and what you don't like about what's in your relationship. Right, and remember, always remember, you get to choose. And we'll start our next segment with an exercise to help you start choosing. Right, I'm Jennifer Bloom, and you're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth Through Spiritual Health. When we come back, I'm going to share an exercise with you about helping you learn who you should kick out of your money relationship. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
We're back on Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth Through Spiritual Health with me, your host, Jennifer Bloom. We've been talking throughout the last two segments of the podcast about your relationship with money. And in this last segment, we got clearer about what's currently in your money relationship and what you might want to keep and what you might want to take out. In fact, that last segment ended by asking what it would mean to you if you brought in the money you wanted, or in the opposite, what it would mean if you didn't bring in the money you wanted. The answers to these questions are kind of interesting because they tend to be based on beliefs of other people, other people's rules, other people's values. And you took them on before you knew what you were doing, right? Because when we're young, our subconscious is wide open. We're like little sponges. We soak up the belief systems of other people, and we just integrate them into ourselves as our own. Whether we think we have no filter to know whether they're right or wrong. We just bring them on. So part of the work of your money relationship is knowing who to take out of the relationship. This relationship should be between you and money. And I don't mean to be mean, but there are just some outdated beliefs from people who have no business being in your money business. I worked with a family constellation practitioner once, and she told the story about how she had a client who was just fed up. She was down in St. Louis, and this client was fed up, and he was going to move to Alaska. He's completely tired of what the life he was living and thought that moving thousands of miles away to get that brand new fresh start was exactly what the doctor ordered. And she's like, that's great, you know, but I hope you have a really big trunk in that car of yours because you're going to be carrying all the baggage with you that's stopping your life flow here. It's just going to be colder and darker in Alaska. And that was such an important story for me. And it's a very human experience. We take on crap from other people. We take on other people's beliefs, particularly with money. And then we try to change our bank account with our external actions, working harder, taking on more hours, getting more education to have a higher paying job. And those are all, you know, choices that you can make, and some of them are better than others, and they may work for a bit. But then all of that hard-earned money ends up going out for bills, and you're no farther ahead, right? You end up back at net zero or less than zero. So you really want to be aware of who else is in your money trunk, so to speak. Let's do a little bit of awareness building and some cleanup work with an exercise, okay? So again, please close your eyes, take a couple of deep breaths. Ask to bring your awareness down into your heart center. Take a breath from here. Ask to connect to your soul either through your personal soul languages or asking divine intelligence to create a conscious connection between you and your soul. And then, in your mind's eye, if you're willing, bring yourself back to the couch that we worked on with that first exercise. It's a really soft, comfy couch that you've got one end of. And maybe it's a little extra long, a little longer than it was in the first exercise. And invite money to come and sit on the opposite end of the sofa, not because there's anything wrong, but just we want to leave a little bit of room here. Okay. And now let's ask your soul to start to invite the people, the representatives of organizations or symbols of world consciousness that influence your money beliefs in a negative way to sit on the couch in between you and money. And when I say negative, what I mean is that they cause you pain and suffering, right? It's opposite to what it is that you really want. Okay, so you're inviting them to come sit on the couch with you. So anyone with opinions about sacrificing or suffering or earning money or any of the other beliefs that came up in earlier segments, okay, invite them to come sit with you. So that might include your parents, extended family, religious leaders, teachers. You know, in the last podcast that I did, it was all about, there were a lot of cultural references, right? So you might even have some ideas about money that come from movie characters or celebrities out in the world, right? So whoever it is, it just allow your soul to pull anybody and anyone and have them come and sit on the sofa with you. And notice how crowded your couch is. Okay. But here's the thing. You get to decide who's helpful. You get to decide who stays and who goes. So in your mind's eye, invite anyone who you no longer want to be a part of your money relationship to leave. Maybe they get up and walk out on their own. Maybe they sort of evaporate as they're sitting there. Maybe there's some people or ideas that don't want to leave, so you have to do a little bit of Harry Potter magic with a wand and help them leave. Do it whatever feels right for you. Do it in whatever way. And there's no judgment for any of these people, right? They believe what they believe, and that's fine. They're doing the best they know how to do, but you do not have to include them. Okay. So just let that space open up and then notice how clear that couch feels. Maybe you can invite money to scoot a little bit closer and notice how much cleaner your relationship with money feels and just breathe it in. Okay, allow it to integrate into your system. Know that you've done some powerful work. And then say thank you to money and allow money to leave. Allow the image of the couch to release. And then come back into the current time and space. Again, this might be something you want to re-listen to and do a couple of times just to feel like you've gotten real clarity. But then notice how you're feeling. Notice how your money relationship definition is coming along. Are you getting a sense of what might have been in your relationship that wasn't allowing money to flow for you? Are you getting a sense of what you now want as part of your money relationship, new beliefs that are non-negotiable? Right? This, you should feel a sense of building here. And then, of course, the question becomes, will this last? Will this make a change in how much money really comes into my bank account? And those are, again, totally fair questions. I have worked with a lot of clients who have released others from their relationship, and money starts to change. As I was putting this information together, I was remembering a client of mine. She had a pattern in her family where men left women in the lurch. And she knew about it, but it came up as part of this money pattern. And it was a little bit complicated because while the men took care of the women financially, relationship-wise, and what the women had to do on a day-to-day basis, I mean, this was back to grandmothers and great-grandmothers, it was just the whole pattern. It was just really hard. So she had a complicated relationship with money that was sort of kind of wanting to have it, but kind of wanting to push it away. But as she recognized and shifted that pattern, what started to happen was, well, first of all, men started being nicer to her, which was a plus in her book. And then money started flowing in new ways. She received a lump sum of money and was able to pay off a number of bills and got a real clean slate for herself. And for her, it was really powerful evidence that the universe was listening and that changing her money relationship created physical change. Now, money can change in lots of different ways. The more you're aware of it changing, And the more appreciation that you have for it changing, the more it's going to continue to shift for you. So you could watch for money coming in greater amounts, like a bonus check or the lump sum, like my client. It could change by having inspiration about what to offer to the world, right? Something that's going to, in quotes, sell. Money can change by maybe stopping some of the money leaks, like if you have extra bills or fees. Maybe you're able to switch to a lower interest rate credit card for a while, right? I had a client who was having difficulty paying their taxes, but when she shifted her money relationship around, she had an inspiration about what to do about paying the taxes in a new way. So she ended up with less of a burden. Okay, so really be open to how the end result of your money relationship, which is the money into your bank account, can change, and be excited and allow it to flow. All right. Now, if you find that things still aren't changing for you, there are some other categories of what might need to come out of your relationship. Again, this can be very specific to who you are, but let me just mention a couple of categories just to see if there's anything that sparks for you, right? If you've had any previous heartbreak around money, meaning like if you've had an extended amount of time without the resources you need, or a bankruptcy, or you come into a lot of money that simply disappears, losing money in a, quote, deal, these memories can create, they're traumatic, right? And that can create changes in your cells, and you can end up holding on to them, which can make it hard to do some shifting or changing. But as you heal those, that's going to help create some more movement in your money relationship. Because money is a reflector, money might be playing out, well, I'll say it this way, money might be playing out other unconscious patterns and beliefs that you hold. I run into a lot of people who are playing out the pattern of I'm not enough, and whether that's value-based or whether that's money-based, or there isn't enough. And again, there isn't enough could be dealing with money, but it might be time, or it might be love, or it might be energy, and money is simply reflecting that pattern to you. Okay. If things aren't changing for you, I would suggest going back to the money couch exercise and ask your soul to show you what's getting in the way between you and money. If it still isn't changing, this is where you want to reach out for some additional help. You can do a lot of stuff on your own, but you may need a little bit of help with some of these bigger patterns. Okay. Please reach out. I would be happy to chat about how I can help here. All right. So there's a lot here in this segment, and we've spent a lot of time talking about what you want to take out of your money relationship. In the next segment, in this next final segment, I'm going to share with you the three foundational elements of your money relationship that you're actually going to want to amplify. All right. We'll make a switch there. So this is Jennifer Bloom with Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth from Spiritual Health. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to talk about what you can amplify in your relationship to make sure that it is personal and specific for you. So stay tuned.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about living lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Welcome back to Soul Wisdom Abundance with me, your host, Jennifer Bloom. All right, to start this final segment of our show today, I want to come back to something I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast. I talked about how your money relationship is personal and specific to you. And we've been working toward that throughout everything that we've talked about. By identifying what you want from your relationship. We've been working toward that through the podcast by helping you identify what you want out of your relationship. So in this final segment, I want to share some specific questions you can ask to help build into your relationship what you really want. Now, we only have so much time left, right? And what I'm going to give you is a really good start. But if you want to take this information one step further, I offer a free money relationship quiz on my website. And in that quiz, you learn what areas of your money relationship are strong and what areas could use enhancing. And then I give you an exercise for each of the different areas to enhance what needs to be enhanced. Okay, so if that's something that speaks to you, you can head over to jenniferbloom.com. It's on the right-hand column that says free money relationship exercise, all right? But for now, let's run through some specific areas of your money relationship that you can augment and amplify to create more money flow. And I want to concentrate on the three areas that I consider to be the foundation of your money relationship. Right? And coming back to the knowing that your relationship is personal and specific to you, it follows that one way to enhance your relationship with money is to amplify what you believe about yourself and your interaction with money. Okay, so we're going to ask a series of questions here in each of these different areas. So if you are willing, go ahead and close your eyes and we're going to do an exercise. Bring your consciousness down into your heart center. Connect with your soul. And from this perspective, from your soul's perspective, how would you finish the sentence in the most positive way that you can? I'm the kind of person with money who, or I'm the kind of person with money that, and just fill that in. I'm the kind of person with money who, I'm the kind of person with money that, and just notice what kinds of answers are coming up for you. Okay. You might have answers like, again, these are stated in the most positive way. I'm the kind of person with money who feels safe putting ideas in the world and receiving back from them. I'm the kind of person with money who stays in integrity no matter how large the paycheck. I'm the kind of person with money who's in charge of a relationship. I'm the kind of person who makes a six-figure salary. I kind of hate throwing numbers in there, but that might come up for you as well. Now, you may have automatically gone to the negative as well, and that's okay. If that's what's present, that's what's present. Maybe you might have said, I'm the kind of person with money who has no strategy, or who has more bills than cash, or works really hard to no advantage. Again, it's good information to have, but see if you can use that to flip to what you want to amplify. Okay, I'm the kind of person who's starting to figure out her money strategy. I'm the person who is celebrating the bills I can pay, right? Remember, the goal here is to amplify what you believe about yourself in relationship to money. Okay. So that's one of the foundational areas in your money relationship. A second foundational area that you may want to amplify is how you feel about, I'm going to call it the energy of money in general. So let's just jump into the exercise, okay? Imagine opening up your wallet and finding it stuffed, like literally stuffed with bills. How do you feel? What do you notice? If you take the money out of the wallet, does it feel exciting? Are you anticipating what you can purchase? Or do you kind of feel the only way to have had this much cash is by doing something illegal? Right? Can you tell the difference? Right? You're either pushing money away or you're pulling money towards you. So a couple of the areas that you might want to amplify in relationship to the energy of money is knowing money as an instrument of the divine, knowing money as light and playful energy, understanding the patterns of money flow, knowing that money kind of ebbs and flows, and being excited about how you're going to use the money that you've called in. So hearing all of that, if you're going to create a sentence like before, what's the most positive statement that you can create? Right? With this, in using the sentence, I'm the kind of person who knows money is what? Is energy? Is light? Is love? What's the best way you can answer that question? And the more positive, the more amplification you can give it, the better. And then finally, a third area to amplify is in the area of the divine, because after all, the divine is the foundation of your relationship, right? You've got you, you've got the energy of money, and you have the divine. And leaning into a new way to create money takes faith. And I'm not speaking of religion here. I'm speaking of cleaning up your understanding that you're a unique strand of the divine, that you can trust the divine. I may have said this before in the previous episode, but it's worth saying again. People tend to pray for things to change, but it's usually from a place of yearning and desperation and maybe believing that the divine is handing out its resources to the people who are good or right. Okay? And when you don't get what you want, that's when your trust begins to erode, right? So this element of your money relationship is asking you to have a new view of the divine, to know that you are of the divine, that you are one with the divine, that the divine is of you, that you are a single strand in the tapestry that is the whole of the divine. And there are no rules about receiving from the divine other than you believe it to be so, right? And hold that attention. You do not have to have 100% faith. You just need to not block faith with doubt. Easier said than done, but practice, practice, practice is what's going to help. So let's do that exercise one last time. Okay, so if you use that sentence starter, I'm the kind of person who knows the divine is, what's that most positive statement you can come up with? Again, if you're still coming up with negatives, that's fine. How can you use that to flip to a more positive statement? Right? So that's your job. That's your homework, if you will. Okay? So keep working with your statements for each of these three foundational areas and watch what starts to happen to your money flow. Remember, the three foundational areas are you. What do you believe is possible for someone like you? The second is money, and that's just in general. What can you amplify about money being a tool of the divine? And the third foundational area is the divine. How can you build trust in the divine, among other things? Right? And if you want assistance with the how of amplifying the three elements, remember you've got that free relationship quiz. You can take it at jenniferbloom.com, and it's going to help give you more information. All right. So let's pause and take a breath. There was a lot of information here. And I'm just going to invite you to keep working towards creating a deeper, more meaningful, more satisfying relationship with money. This podcast has been full of ideas about what to release and what to amplify. And just remember, this relationship is going to be the governor of how money flows to you. When you spend time working on your relationship, you open yourself up to receiving money in ways you've never even imagined, and with a level of joy and ease that is brand new. And I can't wait to hear how it goes for you. So thank you all for tuning in to Soul Wisdom Abundance. Please join me every first and third Friday at 12 Eastern, 11 Central, and 9 Pacific. During the next episode, we're going to be talking with the founder of Soul Language, Jennifer Rizzio, about how including your soul in your money relationship enhances the personal and specificness of your relationship. Have a great couple of weeks, and I'll see you back here next time.
Thank you for listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Jennifer Bloom or listen to past shows, visit JenniferBloom.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite podcasting outlets. Simply search Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.